Recorded Books presents Wild Lands, The New Frontier Book 2, by Nicholas Sansbury Smith and Anthony J. Melchiori, narrated by Bronson Pinchot. To the listeners of the Trackers and New Frontier Universe, thank you for continuing to track and hunt with Raven and Creek. We are thrilled so many of you are enjoying their adventures. It was a hard land, and it bred hard men to hard ways. Louis L'Amour. Recap of New Frontier Book 1, Wildfire. Over 2 years have passed since North Korea launched an EMP attack that crippled the United States of America. While much of the country has been on the long road to recovery, the land stretching between the Rocky Mountains to Sierra Nevada has been mired in chaos. Gangs and militias rule veritable fiefdoms where the law of the U.S. federal government is nearly impossible to enforce. This stretch of dangerous terrain has been dubbed the New Frontier. Marine Recon veteran and professional tracker Raven Spears deployed extensively in the New Frontier to track down missing people. Colorado Rangers Sheriff Lindsey Plymouth reorganized the previously all-volunteer Rangers into a formidable defensive force with the task of securing Colorado's shaky borders, and Steel Runner Iron Team lead Calvin Jackson has been running ramped-up security for the armored trains that deliver vital goods across the country. Raven, Calvin, and Lindsey worked together to protect an important shipment of medical supplies through Colorado. Unfortunately, the train was attacked and derailed in Utah. The cargo was stolen and most of the security forces defending it killed, but the raiders responsible weren't the only danger plaguing the New Frontier. A new bioengineered disease called wildfire emerged. USAMRID was sent at the behest of Secretary of Defense Charlize Montgomery to help contain the rapidly spreading epidemic. While dealing with this biological threat, Raven and Calvin worked with the Colorado Rangers to track down the criminals behind the train attack. Intel from USAMRID and Lindsey led them to discover a terrorist cell known as the Reapers. These evil men were responsible for orchestrating violence and deploying wildfire across the New Frontier. In their quest to stop this rogue group, Calvin and Raven were taken prisoner by a disgruntled man running a vigilante group from the Navajo Nation named Eddie Nez. They barely escaped, but not before severely wounding Eddie. All of these events occurred during a turbulent election year, with President Diego doing what he can to maintain a sense of stability. Firebrand challenger Senator Patrick Shelby seeks to take his place in the Oval Office. The ongoing campaign season tied Diego's hands and restricted some of his aid to the New Frontier for fears of compromising electoral optics. Despite a lack of support, the Colorado Rangers and their allies managed to stop the Reapers. But even with the splinter group of Iranian extremist terrorists eradicated, new enemies arise in the vacuum of power. Between these new hostile groups and wildfire still raging through the region, the New Frontier has become more wild and dangerous than ever before. Raven, Lindsey, and Calvin will be faced with more tough decisions to try and save their homes from bloodshed. Welcome back to the New Frontier. War is on the horizon. Chapter 1. The warm late afternoon sun blanketed Raven Spears in a comforting embrace as he stepped out into the front yard of his cabin. He breathed in the scent of sun-baked ponderosa pines and crisp mountain air. The fragrant aromas were joined by the gaminess of soil from a fresh rain and the smoky hint of a nearby campfire. A nearby stream burbled with the whisper of wind through leaves in a quiet natural symphony. His bare feet crushed the gentle leaves of grass poking up from the twigs and pebbles. Today was the epitome of peaceful. He felt relaxed, but there was always the lingering horror of the past 2 years in the back of his mind. The death and losses had piled up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?